No, but it's yoga cool down. The size of the issues.
You ever consider yoga?
If I...
I don't know that Zantac will work for you, but...
Don't talk about you, you want to talk about me.
No, but this was somebody just write and tell me.
I play tennis 3 times a week. I run about the place up and down the hill all the time. I try to keep
myself... And belly so big?
My belly that big.
You play tennis 3 times a week?
Yes.
My belly man, you can't play tennis 3 times a week and your belly so big.
But why? But my belly... I think you're confusing me with somebody else.
You know? Well, you say that all the time, but I know I will confuse you, but not the belly. The belly is known to me. So,
That is a damning comment you have just made.
It is. But if you play belly. Tennis 3 times a week, are your belly still so big? It is a damning comment.
You know, I don't work out with weights, you know, perhaps as you.
But maybe you need to join me in the gym on mornings and do that.
But the weights what? And weights and your joints are not as
Or like the person is saying do
you're
yoga.
You're going to pay, you know. You're going to pay. With, as you get older, your joints are going to start giving you a lot of trouble.
But I am older already. I am 51 years old, so I am already.
I give you 2 more years.
I'm already paying.
Well, there you go. Unfortunately, though, I'd like to just say this, okay? That it is all well and good to find out about how populations feel about things and so on, but at least try your best to educate them first and letting them believe that you only have the DLP.
It's a different task.
The lawyer population ain't got nobody.
It's a different task. That's the task for people like yourself. The task for researchers like Dwayne is to ask people and to assess how they feel about a situation, how they feel about the country, how they feel about the investor climate.
You have a responsibility
to educate them.
When you all have a microphone in front of you and you serve as moderator and somebody who delivers opinions all the time on the radio, your responsibility should be part of...
And do I not dispense with that responsibility?
Well, you do it when it comes to religion, but you take a long time to tell foolish people, you know, what... No, they're not foolish. I'm sorry, take them on back. But you take a long time dealing with these people, and you know you're not going to get anywhere with them because they have... This is not about how they feel. It's a belief. When you believe in something, you know. You don't
Which is
feel,
fine.
You know.
You know, and my thing is believe, but just believe in peace. Don't believe and force me to adopt your beliefs.
But you keep arguing with them, knowing you ain't getting nowhere. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
No, but I present counter arguments to their arguments.
What you should not be doing is giving people the impression that the 2 good-looking women, the one from Foundation and the other one who's on the Democrat Lib, and they're very good. I met them both. They're real, real pretty. Mm-hmm. But they have no business with public policy because they can't even get their own domestic affairs, the whole fraternity, the whole legal and criminal justice and
But how you could blame the mess that the legal fraternity is in on Santi or Verla? It's not their fault?
No,
come on.
Outside of Barbados, you don't even see them in court representing the people. The people they represent in private life.
Santi's an entertainment lawyer. I don't know what Verla does, but Verla's being court representing people.
Man, that could very well be so, but the truth is you need to know who they represent in private life so you know when they get into public life.
What about Lynette Eastman? Is her fault too?
Same damn thing.
Is Lynette's fault too?
Same thing. If you're dealing with...
But that's your leader.
If the merchants pay your bills, the bulk of your bills in private life, and you come in, and the construction companies, and you come into public life, and the big hotels and stuff, who are you going to represent first in the background? You're not going to represent people. You're not representing people in court in your private life. Yeah. Nobody can afford your fees anyhow. And you come in to run the country and you can say, okay, I'm going to represent you now because I can't deal with you in court, but I can deal with you in the House of Parliament. Come on. You've got to be, you know, if you talk about openness, I am not particularly concerned, to be honest with you, with people's assets before and after elections. It's like a thief digging teeth. What you got to do is to put superordinate authority.
But the only way you can know if the thief is whether you put the declaration before or after, because that's the only way you know that they didn't thief.
No, but it doesn't really matter if it's thief or thief. I think the agencies, there should be agencies formed to make sure.
What's your view on Marlene McDonald's scenario in Trinidad and Tobago?
No, explain it to me because I don't know what she has done.
She's been arrested for corruption in public office in Trinidad. She's a sitting minister of community development or something. So
blame yourself for not having the oversight.
She's on bail now, apparently.
Well, corruption, what, $10,000, $26,000? That's
money. There's plenty of money. It's $1.7 million. It's a lot
of
money.
Trinidad money, nothing. Come on.
But that's still... Dennis Sammy is $2.7 million. It's a lot of money. It's plenty of money.
Fair enough. But if she has 2.6, some others that are there for even more and some for even less. You don't have the oversight to make sure this thing doesn't happen.
Do you think that, I mean, and I'm serious now, do you not think that it is significant that in a situation where the PNP is in power, a PNP minister can be charged with corruption, recommended by the Director of Public Prosecutions in a PNP government, and that minister's ministerial status be suspended after she appears in court on that charge? Don't you say that says a whole lot in terms of the fact that their system seems to be functioning? That you can actually get to charge a minister
She probably
while in government with corruption from within her ministry?
Okay, let me give you another one. What about a government that was went through the process, failed when it came to a vote of no confidence, and are still in power? Lord knows what they have been doing in the background. We're still saying we have a right to be here. Huh? A whole government.
Which government is it?
I talk about in Guyana. Should they not have been removed and left? I mean, we've gone back 3 months already.
Well, no, that issue is still in the air because the presumption is that they should have 3 months from the date of the court judgment. That's my presumption. So, but the thing is that they didn't feel nothing, though. That's the important point to remember. There's a difference here between President Granger and Marlene McDonald. One is accused of stuff. The other one is not accused of anything. Mr. Anti-America, as always, it's been a pleasure to chat with you. We were able to have a good long conversation, and I appreciated that very much. This is now time for us to take a break for the latest. Welcome back to Down to Brass Tacks. We are on 434-1790. You can also email me at peter.w.wickham@gmail.com or use the chat 266-IVOB, and we are on until 2 o'clock. So we have just over an hour to go on the program. And we have a couple of WhatsApps I wanted to read. First thing, when I listen to Anti-America, what does Pretty have to do with anything? And then he would want people to take him seriously. I don't hear him referring to men as handsome. Give me a break. #sexist. This is, of course, with reference to Mr. Anti-America's comment that two ladies, one of whom I identified and one of whom he identified, were pretty. Somebody else says, Peter, why do you tolerate Anti-America? Peter, don't let the callers confuse you. Each time you're on air with this Bible discussion, salvation is free and your belief or non-belief should not be a part of their concern since they will never find common ground with you. And in any case, their beliefs are grounded in training received at Bible College, not at Codrington College. Thank you for that. What's that? The next one, Peter, what's funny is Mr. Anti-America's TT dollar isn't worth nothing, but the majority of Trinidad owns Barbados. The other person is saying that if the Anti-America could sponsor Brass Tacks, then there would be no need for commercials, and perhaps Caribbean Wax Museum might want to sponsor Brass Tacks, and something that we could think about. Good afternoon, Peter. The story of Noah and the Ark is like the whole Bible story, a story of creation. Noah and his three sons represent the four strands of DNA, and their four wives the four strands of RNA. In the first days of combining the two, there's no difference under a microscope what the species will become, as all life starts basically with the same material. The ark represents the womb, and as well as the fetus. The flood represents the water in the womb, and the water receding is the water breaking at the end of gestation, hence the number 40 days. It is approximately 40 weeks to gestation of a human. The mountain dry land is the world, and the breast of the newborn is rested upon. The story was taught by our ancestors and co-opted and changing names by an imperialistic, patriarchal people. Well, you've heard it from someone other than me. Down to Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Rickham.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Strakers. How are you, sir? It's good to hear you on the extended program.
Well, this is how it should be. Anyhow, Mr. Rickham,
I get so nervous that I drop my phone when I hear your voice.
Well, you don't have the need to get nervous for me. You know, we just keep our distance. When Mr. Ellis coming back to the program?
I believe he's on leave. No, actually. No, he's not. He's coming on Friday. Yeah, he's coming on Friday.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Because I got some things I want to discuss with him. Well, Mr. Ellis, Mr. Wickham, in recent times, I hear you mouthing off that when you try to talk to me about candidate selections, that they telling you that I ain't ready to deal with that yet.
That's what you said, yeah.
Right. But you didn't...
You ready now?
But you didn't add that you can take it with good authority that all 30 slates clean.
I didn't say that. I don't know. So are they clean?
That's what we want you to add, that all 30 slates clean. So who put in everybody, every place? We ain't put nobody in a place yet.
But people are telling me that there have been allocations made, so that's entirely untrue.
By who? I just want to know by who?
People.
Oh, by people left.
People that call on this program call and told me at home that there are people in place.
But who put them in place? That's all I want to know.
But I don't know. I must see the executive. Because, you know, the LP is wake up one morning and you hear this person is a candidate. You remember when George was made a candidate?
Listen to me.
On the 11th day, on the 11th hour?
By whom? I don't know by whom.
By the executive.
Oh, by the executive.
On the 11th day, on the 11th hour.
The executive right now got all dirty slates clean.
Okay.
So you
I
can
will take it
from
you as that
order.
Is true, right?
You can take that and get
so when are they going to start filling the seats now? That's the question.
Well, as soon as we get out our annual conference, we should come with a new look. So you can hold your breath.
What's going on in the annual conference?
You can hold your breath.
What about the annual conference? You don't believe it would have been wise to have the selections made before?
Well, whether it's wise or not, it is when we can do it. We can do it in our time. And we're going to hit the ground running.
So you're giving my friend Verla a second chance, or you all are going to dispose of her?
That will be taken care of.
In the way that you dispose of Clyde.
That will be taken care of on that day, too. So you don't jump
So no
there,
hints
you know?
As to what will happen?
That what?
No hints as to what will happen?
No, none whatsoever.
What's the date?
None whatsoever. You remember when you held your poll and refused to come and discuss it? Well, this is another repeat of that. You had yours, you hold it, we holding ours too.
But mine didn't belong to the DLP though.
Listen to me, there's a notice post for the annual conference, so it is out there. The dates, it is, and what it would be and everything. And it will be done. Mm-hmm. And after that, we will hit the ground running. And all the pushback, we shall see.
All right, fair enough.
Right now, you in a situation whereby that we bring in some high-profile negotiators and you don't want nobody to speak of them.
No, you right? Can speak of them. Who these are? You mean Whitehall?
Well, at least you know a name.
You can talk, you can talk about
it. You know
them.
Who is the entities in there. Mm-hmm. You say you know and you leave it there.
But I don't. Because if you listen to my preparatory remarks, I think that the more critical issue politically right now is the state of the DLP.
Of the DLP?
The state of the DLP and what is happening to the leadership of the DLP.
What about the state of Barbados?
Well, that the state of Barbados is being dealt with, and the point is that that has occupied national attention for the last 12 months. But I think that on the eve of the annual conference, it is time that attention be paid to the state of the Democratic Labour Party. So we can talk about White Oak. I don't have a problem with that. But I believe it's more important for us to talk about the Democratic Labour Party.
No, we are talking about a country that has been relegated to banana republic status. That's what we're speaking about.
Right, by the upgrade?
Shaves, haircuts, and decapitations, and forcing people to sign things and got them stick up now with the overseas creditors. That's what got them stick up because the war.
You have been forced to sign something?
If I do what?
You have been forced to sign something?
If I have been forced to sign something?
Yeah.
No, but companies that I got shares in have been forced to sign.
Okay, fair enough.
You see, that's the problem, you know. It ain't the individual. It's not the individual. It is that when a haircut come, all down the line, suffering it. Mm. And that's what's the problem.
Well, I tell you that there's a bigger problem. There's a bigger problem in my opinion. Because as I was trying to say when I started out today, the issues in the Barbados Labour Party, the issues in the government, are of some gravity. But the fact is that those are issues which will continue to be dealt with or have been dealt with in terms of public discourse. I do feel that what is coming up now is a moment for us to reflect on the DLP's tenure. And I think that it is far more pertinent. We talk about the haircut, and you've said all of this before. So I am asking you now if there's anything you can tell us about the DLP going forward.
I told you an announcement will be made after the annual conference, not before. Mm. And you, a man that sit down on poles and keep them there between your legs till you're ready to let go, should know how to hold on and wait.
I had no poles between my legs, Mr.
Yes, you had the poles.
I had no poles between my legs. I don't sit down
on between your legs, but you hold on by it and saying that the body tell you can't release it and all sort of things.
But if it's the person on, what you want them to do?
Well, then, there you go. And if it is our business, then we have to be ready to release it, too.
Well, you know, the difference in this instance is that I don't believe that in the last occasion it was in the interest of my client to release poll data. In this instance, however, I think it is in the interest of the Democratic Labour Party to let the public know that it is alive and well. Because the questions that I raised today are questions that a lot of right-thinking people are raising regarding the future of their organizations. And the other thing I've been making the point about is the future of the leader of Verle de Pisa. Because I am very concerned that if Verle de Pisa does not hold on St. John or St. Philip North, that Verle de Pisa will be yet another footnote in the Democratic Labour Party's history like Clyde Masco.
Mr. Beckham.
Yes, sir.
Don't jump the gun. Just do what I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
We serve notice of the annual conference. You saw that.
When is it coming?
Just look for the notice and you'll read it.
I didn't see it.
It's the 22nd to the 25th, but you can look for the notice and read it. It is out there.
Well, I am. You'll be happy to hear that I will not be in the country on the moment of the annual conference. I lead the
you
same day.
You don't have to be in the country.
So you don't have to deal with Peter Wickham either during or after.
When you come back, you will get the big results.
Right.
Whether it will please you or not, you will get the big results. And we're going to hit the ground running, and it's going to be a different
but
story.
I thought y'all hit the ground running a year ago.
You did what?
I thought y'all hit the ground running a year ago.
No, you know your first year, you got to review.
Has the Democratic Labour Party already sat in caucus and determined why it got beaten so badly in the last election?
That is true.
Have they done so?
Yes.
They have, okay. All right. Because I don't know that they need to tell people that they have done it and what the conclusions were, but I believe that they need to do it.
They had, at the last annual conference, they had the speaker come and speak, and then they had a retreat, and they are ready. After the annual conference, you will get a report, and you will be able to...
What about the shadow cabinet?
What shadow cabinet? They got an opposition. You don't know they have opposition. The opposition got a shadow cabinet.
I know, but I'm saying within the DLP grouping.
The DLP might got an opposition group, but not the cabinet. It can't got the cabinet within the official opposition.
Right.
Don't try to mamagai me.
Has the Democratic Labour Party formulated a position on the whole scenario with the current opposition leader, Bishop Atherley, whether his entity is legitimate and whether his entity should go forward and benefit from public funds, as is the intention?
Parliament already rule on that, Mr. Wickham. Don't come to Mama Guy me. That is not the DLP.
Hey, Mama Guy, you are asking questions?
Well, Parliament don't make a ruling on that. That all of the parties in Parliament should get some money.
So you think on principle there's nothing wrong with that?
Well, it have happened before. It isn't the first thing. Have I told you that already? People, Richie took up three and I push up Henry. The first thing that happened? But you see, it's just a little suit when I said it's all right, and then suit when it's in all right. If he's entitled to it, he's entitled to it. It don't make no difference to me.
But is it something that you and other members of the DLP, are you all happy about the fact that the opposition role has been usurped to all intents and purposes by this PDP?
No, it hasn't been usurped by the PDP. It was usurped on election day. The people voted for who they wanted.
Okay, fair enough.
And then, you know, the point is that I accept it, and the DLP accept it, and I don't know why you want to can't accept it.
Mm-hmm. A lady is here telling me that the Dems will be ready to become the next opposition. Is that true?
Well, I'm convinced that can be a one term. You know, there was a one term statement that ran for a whole term. I'm convinced this can be the first one term government.
Mm-hmm. So you think it's going to be a one term government?
Yeah, I'm convinced of that.
Whoa, okay.
So you know, they created the term, mm-hmm. and they're going to live it now.
Very
all
nice.
This foolishness then come and do, and I got Barbados now down to banal republic status and things. Think people can live with that? There's nothing more
Strickers, you honestly believe what you're telling me, though? You really do believe that things are worse now than they were before the 24th of May?
Oh, let me take a look at a couple here. Let me take a look at a couple, Mr. Wickham.
Sure.
A couple. Garbage collection. I just see garbage pile up places that I never seen them before. And every place looked like it got a track load. And I know my one ain't seeing that.
Because it's summer.
Well, good. You can call it what
no,
you
but
want
your,
call
it's
it.
Your minister that said that you have pile ups in the summer and in the winter and in the
you
Christmas.
You can call it whatever you want to call
that
it.
That's why he says summer
the
garbage.
Is that we pay more
it's not
for
regular
it.
Garbage.
We pay more for it and getting less.
But it's summer
that's
garbage.
Garbage.
It's summer garbage.
But let's look at Busfare.
Busfare has
we
gone up.
We pay more for it, and it have gotten worse. You know, right now, none of the buses don't pollinate labels no more. Because after them pollinating for $2, they're going to pollinate now for $3.50. And all the stopping in the rolling block at the road, I did on the road every day, and that's my biggest frustration.
Transport Board reported recently that they have been, they're now up from 60 buses a day to 80 buses a day. Do you not think that that is a result of the fact that their cash position has improved, their revenue
position
has improved?
No, Transport Board, then the government changed, started with 110. So don't tell me about anything below 110. They've got to go over 110. So when you get over 110, then come back to Transport Board. They started with 110 for the September last year.
Well,
so don't worry to come to Mama Guy me again, Mr. Wickham. Then they claim that Kurt, a little depression, knock out 40 buses. A miracle. That never happened over here yet. Don't come to me about that, Mr. Wickham. Right away, paying for more
but
and
Kirk,
getting less.
A Kirk, a small depression, knock out the whole prime minister. So that is hard to believe.
Well, there you go again.
If a political neophyte like Kirk can knock out a whole prime minister, I don't see why Kirk, a hurricane, can't knock out a few buses.
Well, there you go.
A whole big able prime minister. A big able prime minister get beat by Kirk.
He did the giant killing.
A political neophyte. Brush and wet behind the ears. And he come in and he brought the prime minister to his knees.
And a little traffic storm do the same thing. So it can happen.
Yeah.
We all agree it can happen, but don't tell me about things ain't worse. Things worse now. Don't talk about gas at all. You can't keep gas in a vehicle. Check the gas station. You see the lines full up. All you take off, pick on, put in a little bit and run, a little bit and run, a little bit and run.
Are you living, you and I, Strickers, you and I live in a different world, huh? You and I live in a different world. I'm sorry, I can't see. I don't know what you are saying. Because I am not seeing what you are seeing.
All across Whitehall, garbage in pilot.
I've never had garbage problems in Whitehall, Strickers. I have told you that before. I have never had problems in Whitehall with garbage before, and I certainly have never had problems since, because I'm in the Prime Minister's constituency.
Mr. Wickham, no.
I get two collections a week, and sometimes three.
Pass through Bashar Yar Gap, you can see.
Bashar Yar Gap is in the Prime Minister's constituency too, so they shouldn't be having problems.
Right, Bashar offices, and you can see garbage pilot. Don't worry to tell me, Mr. Lickham. Those are the areas that I just...
But you asked me about my true way, me, and I told you that I've...
Cross Whitehall full of garbage. Don't mind you, Mr. Lickham.
Well, unless it's pick up from in front of me and then move on. Me and my neighbors.
You on the main road, so you might be good, but there's still all through the gaps in the alleys, Mr. Lickham. The country full of garbage.
Of garbage. Yeah.
The bus situation, we paying $3.50 for bus fare, and it get worse. Mm. And if you want to...
You enjoy the crop over?
You can hide from it.
Did you enjoy your crop over, and what was your opinion of the changes that were made?
I had no problem.
You like the changes?
If I like the changes?
Yeah.
No, I don't like the changes, but it was all right.
But you didn't like the changes?
No, I know you didn't.
Okay. None of the changes you like?
None. The changes that I would like to see, as in semifinals.
Change the government.
That you should have two semifinals and then a final. I didn't like that run it there. But I went to the finals, and then I watched a couple of the bars on Friday morning, and then I went in. I had no problem. I have no problem people enjoying the set, Mr. Wickham.
All right, fair enough.
It might be the last mass, and I let them enjoy it.
I don't think he'll give me the last mass, though. Any parting words from you, sir? Because we're going to go to a commercial and I'll let you have the last word.
Anyhow, I guess... Letting you know that we can do our annual conference and then we will make all the pronouncements that we have to make. So you have a nice day.
All right, sir. Thanks a lot. I look forward to these pronouncements. A gentleman is asking online if you could tell us what the solid waste tax was used for. This is Down to Brass Talks. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Down to Brass Talks. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome. Okay, let's see if we can get another call. 434-1790. This is a number that you can call. We have about four people online, and let's see if we can chat with one of them and say good afternoon and welcome to Down to Brass Talks. Okay, let's try that again. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wickham.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. This is your boy here.
Hey,
you know, I wanted to speak to you today about sewage collection and transport. I don't know the true cost of their bus fares.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why I come to that belief is because the bus fare is $3.50. Transport, print a smart ticket to reduce the bus fare to $3. the $3, the smart ticket, the cost of the smart ticket, eat out of the $3. How then you would know what is the remainder? Furthermore, when the smart ticket that are being, the smart tickets that are being counterfeited come into play, then they get no money off of those. So my views are that that was a mistake, that they put the bus fare to $3.50 and want it to be $3. So then losing out, and as far as the counterfeit tickets are concerned also. As I said, and also the smart ticket eating out of the $3. Why not put the bus fare to $3 and then you won't be in the need for the smart ticket? So then the smart ticket won't be counterfeited. That is my take on that.
All right.
Yeah. No, the sewage. And I feel that is a mistake and it needs to be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
No, the sewage collection. I do have the services of a sewage collection. So I feel it is unfair, it is wrong, and it's illegal to be paying for a service that I do have. I, all Barbadians, in my view, could put the government in court on that. And I also feel if it is right for government to charge people for a service that they don't have, any other establishment in Barbados could charge me for a service that you don't have and be right to.
Mm-hmm. It's reasonable.
Yeah, so I think that is also another mistake that I need to correct. But I also said to you last week that I know that the government is doing a good job otherwise. I also agree with the naming of Spring Garden Highway. And because the government understands the need of recognizing poor people.
Okay.
The person that criticized the government for renaming Grand Highway, why he didn't come and criticize the government for naming the schools after all kinds of people and to come find it possible to name it none of the schools after a janitor at the school that did a good job, a security guard that did a good job, or a groundsman that did a good job. But then name them after the big people that are members of their party and their friends, big friends.
Well, if I were you, I would leave out that.
Yeah, but I didn't call the names. I just draw an example.
All right.
Yeah. So I hope that I made sense to you. But I also want to speak to you, too, about when Alpha helped Miss Molly win those 30 seats, and he don't even realize it.
Of course he did.
Yeah, because when he took back over leadership from her, that is what caused the Dems to win that last election.
Oh, I think the final attack in the election campaign was enough to convince the few naysayers that this is a person who had a personal issue, a personal great.
Yeah, yes. So then he lose the election because he took back over leadership. If he had not took back over leadership from Miss Motley, Miss Motley would have won that 2013 election. But she would have won by 30 seats because the Dems didn't empower law enough to do the amount of foolishness that they did in the last 5 years that they got.
As well.
Including the treat.
As well put.
Yeah, including the 3 months that they stay in office. Unnecessary. Yeah. And you know, I always held the belief, but this is the first time I mentioned it to you, that they should have to pay back the Treasury those 3 months pay with interest because during that 3 months they did nothing to improve the country. They made it further worse.
They worked. They went to work. So.
Yeah. But you agree with me, though, but why are you talking about that paying back? And
I wouldn't support the paying back, but I agree that it was a problem politically for them, and I think that they paid the price.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate so much that you see my views about, and to put the government in court, as I said, for charging people for a service they don't have, it is very legitimate.
All right, sir. Thanks a lot for calling and for sharing your views. I have an email I want to read, and Philip tells me, he told me it's not for the ear, but I don't think I can read it. He said, I don't know about other men, but I'm the absolute head of my household as long as there's a mouse or a rat in the house. Once the mouse or the rat is taken care of, I go back to my place as deputy head. And I think that I had to read this, sir, because this is so reflective of many households in Barbados that we all know who wears the pants, but when it comes to infestation of vermin, then the pants shift because that's just the way it is. Peter, the number of fleet of buses has indeed increased, but there are no drivers to move the buses, so we're back to square one. I was recently in the Fairchild Street terminal with persons who were waiting for a bus for 3 to 4 hours. I was told by an official that there were only 4 drivers available. Question, Peter, is the DLP paying you for rebuilding the help that you are providing them? If not, you should start charging them for your own professional help. I'm not going to bill you for my advice. However, I will be willing to have a Moby or a ginger beer overlooking the Bridgetown Harbor with you. This thing of overlooking the Bridgetown Harbor has become a habitual phrase where having a drink is concerned, but that's fine. Dr. Brastatz, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Peter.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
Yeah, I had me on hold just before it was saying you.
Okay, but you went away.
Yeah, I got lost.
Sorry.
But Peter, the other thing I want is, Peter, but listen with interest to the commentary coming from Christianity. But what's strange, Peter, is that he's quick to tell you that the Motley-led administration only served one term, and he's absolutely clear on this one. But he was also clear on the fact that the Democratic Party would have regained the government in the last election as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what thought would have led him to this absurd belief that the Motley administration would be a one term. But one move on, because I really wanted to deal.
But that's with his whole. Alvin's, that's his whole.
Very. He's voted in for so.
You're entitled to have his hope.
I want to move on to Alvin's commentary, because he continues to speak all the time about the large sums of money that was written off. And I wanted to make the point, Peter, that on the 7th of June, when the Prime Minister made her mini-budget, she would have spoken about taxes from 68 to 2000. In circumstances where there were records that were not properly kept, and that persons who would be indebted to the system would have died as well, and that she felt it necessary, the government felt it necessary to take the position to write off the debt. And from 2000 coming forward, that the persons wants to make the proper arrangements with the government, that the interest and penalties, if they fall from the agreement made by the Barbados Revenue Authority, that they will still then have to pay the interest and penalties. But you know what's strange? Because I heard Maxine McLean last Thursday call the program to speak and say that she was confused. And I don't know what confused former Senator Maxine McLean. But I want to say this, Peter. I want to say this. Nobody is confusing the issue. Senator McConney has made it abundantly clear that his penalties and interest that the government sought to waive
post-2000.
Right, post-2000. Mm-hmm. But I would have liked to hear Maxine McLean's views on page 39 of the Auditor's General report that spoke to a company that haven't paid taxes since 2010. That they would have collected as well. She was part of the administration when this took place. Then she must help us then to better understand, Peter, what would have led former Prime Minister Thompson for the writing off of $19 million.
Was it the turf club?
Precisely the point. Mm. But you see, what has happened in this country is that people got convenient memory, and they come to believe that they can voice this fanciful speaking and believe that they can fool Barbadians. Now, the next thing is that I heard Senator Peter speaking to you, and he made the point that the new slate of candidacy for the Democratic Labour Party. I want to ask three questions. I want to find out if these individuals, when they're going canvassing, will be in the company of former members of Parliament. Are they going to be canvassing on their own? Because I'm interested to find out all these things. Because based on the alleged accusations made against the last administration, I would be very disappointed to see them walking around in constituencies with persons that people throw out on their head. It does not make any sense. Mm. And I would also admonish Barbadians not to repeat what transpired in 2008 when we took a whole slate of Democratic Labour Party members to Parliament who had no ministerial experience, who had nothing at all, given ministerial portfolios, and now we have witnessed where we are at as a direct result of bringing brand new people school was not guided properly and led us to this serious state that for which we have now found ourselves. And I will hope that Barbadians will always keep this in the forefront of their memory, and that the new ones that brothers are going to bring, or Dice and Mayors, or any one of them they can bring, pay close attention to these new persons and let them tell Barbadians who will lead them should the people take them seriously and give them a mandate.
It'll be Verla.
Because the last... Remember how Verla can lead somebody's way, Peter? It's uncertain if Verla can lead herself. I don't know if she's capable of leading somebody.
But the part that she's leading the party now would suggest that if they were victorious, she would lead them.
But Peter, things have mishaps happen along the way, and perhaps this may be one. So I'm not sufficiently convinced that Verla is suited to lead a Democrat Labour Party into a general election. Because Verla, as you correctly said this morning in your preamble, that if you want to have the neighbor, be at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And Verla's still standing looking for a seat to sit at the table, Peter. She's not sitting and have the bib in her chest in the event that she's too
spill. So is it your view that after the annual conference that she will be returning on the 22nd? You think that she will prevail? Or you think that one of the others will take over from her?
A lot depends on who's taking part of the business seriously. Will determine her thing again, her return again.
But Strickers, for one, is taking her seriously.
But he only got one vote.
Ramakot is taking her seriously.
Nobody in the right mind should take the Democrat Labour Party seriously at this particular point in time. The Democrat Labour Party needs at least 15 to 20 years to rethink their position as to how they want to proceed as it relates to government. Because it is clear by way of evidence that they never came to govern.
Mm-hmm.
They never came to govern. And nobody should take them seriously at this point. I think that the Prime Minister wants to remain focused as she always do, and ensure, because one of the things I get a little upset the other day quite recently at an appointment. But now on active reflection, I think the Prime Minister is spot on. I will take a lot of these Democrats, their party big rigs. Former Prime Minister Arthur did, a policies of inclusion, and keep them in the wilderness. Because you know when a man's suffering, Peter, when a man's suffering, you offer your job. He may not hold on to his principle and his pride. He may be forced to let go.
All that goes by the way, say.
Precisely the point. I keep them where they are at, and that is the opposition. This is the best place for the Democratic Party. Because
everybody
is resting and
they
can also rest.
All right, sir.
Have a nice day.
Patrick, thanks a lot. You have a good weekend. We'll chat again hopefully next week, Tuesday. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.